The following khutbah, or in English, sermon, was recorded Friday, April the 16th, 1999, at Masjid al-Quran in Birmingham, Alabama. The lecturer, or khatib in Arabic, is W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah, the Lord, sustainer of all the worlds. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. We witness that Allah is one, God is one, and there is no God with Him, no partner with Him. There is nothing like unto Him, and we witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed over 14 centuries ago, is His servant and His messenger. The prayers and the peace be upon him and upon his companions, his family, his companions, and the believers all. Ameen. We glorify God when we say Allahu Akbar. We glorify God and we glorify Him when we give recognition to Him as the cause for all good that comes to us or to anyone or to anything. We glorify Him when we are appreciative of all the good things in our lives and of all the good things in the lives of others. We glorify God by properly recognizing Him as the cause behind all other causes and as the giver of life and everything that we enjoy or need for the support of life. We glorify God when we recognize that a man, a human being like ourselves, as God says of Muhammad, to say to them, meaning to the people, I'm a human mortal like you. We glorify God when we accept Muhammad, a man, a mortal, a human being like ourselves, as the communicator of God's direction, God's guidance to us directly from God. You say, oh, it's not directly. Gabriel brought it to Muhammad. That is correct. But Gabriel is not a human being. Gabriel is not the human being. Gabriel is not of this material world that we are seeing with our eyes. So though everything comes by a medium, God speaks to us from Muhammad. God speaks to us, not from Gabriel. From Muhammad, God spoke to us. So we getting it directly from Muhammad, who receives it from God. So we have no other medium between us and God but Muhammad. And Muhammad gave it to us, what God revealed. And we glorify God when we say a mortal, a human being like us, not an angel, not a half angel and half man, but a common human being like ourselves, receives God's message, communication from the Creator of the heavens and the earth for us. And we glorify God, I repeat, when we say and witness and tell others Muhammad is the messenger of God. When we say Muhammad is the messenger of God, special man, certainly the special man is the messenger of God. But what's revealing is that this special man had no special connection with God, like priest or a person studying the scriptures. No, he was not in touch at all with any scriptures. He was away from scripture. He believed in his nature. He was one of the people called the Hunafa, of the Arabs before Islam. He was one of them who believed in human nature, believed in the natural world and human nature, and they believed that nature itself supported you being right, and you were supposed to be right and good, and not bad. He refused to worship idols, he and the other Hunafa people that he was associated with. They never worshiped idols. But he was not acquainted with Revelation as we know Revelation. The Jews' books and the Christians' books, he was not acquainted with that at all. And the proof of that is that when he received Revelation from God, it was strange to him because he had never read about these things. And he went to his wife and told his wife of the strange experiences he was having. And the lady Khadija, may God be pleased with her, she explained to him that she knew a Christian, and the Christian perhaps could give him some understanding. And the Christian was Nawfal, her uncle, and he did give Muhammad some understanding that helped Muhammad feel more at ease with what was happening to him, the spiritual experience that he was going through. And so we glorify God when we do that. Every day should begin with the glorification of God. That's why the first thing the Muslims should hear should awake us is Adhan. And Fajr time, the first words we should hear at Fajr time is "God is greater, glorify God, Allahu Akbar." When we start out from home with our life, we should go out realizing that Allah is God is most important. Nothing could be happening good for me if it was not for my God. And this is natural for human beings. This is Hunafa. It's natural for human beings, whether you belong to a church or a mosque or synagogue, whatever. It's natural for human beings, if they haven't been corrupt by bad things in the world, it's natural for human beings to seek to give praise to the one that's responsible for all the good that's in their life. They may call him by different names, they may not know how to call him, but they go out with a good feeling that something has made me like this. Something is responsible for me being the person I am, the good person I am, the dutiful person I am, the hardworking person I am, etc. So we glorify God when we have that awareness of God as more important than anything else and bigger than even the creation. When we say Allahu Akbar, we mean he's bigger than the material creation, bigger than the universe. And none of us know the extent of the size of the universe. We can't do it. Even scientists, they can't give us the borders of the universe. No scientist, no one studying the universe can give us the borders of the universe, undiscoverable so far. And Allah is bigger than that, and yet Allah is able to put Himself right in the heart of the Prophet, right in the soul of the Prophet. He was able to put Himself right there, bigger than the whole universe. But He put Himself right in the soul of the Prophet. He says, "I'm near to Him than His own jugular veins," and that goes for us too. If we accept God in our souls, in our hearts, in our soul, God is right here in us, in every one of us. That the God that's bigger than the universe is right here in every one of us. and not in us as an incomplete God. He's in us as a complete God. Bigger than the universe, and yet He's in me as a complete God. He's complete within me. Isn't that something to think about? Yes. How wonderful it is. And at the same time in every one of us. In everywhere, in the whole universe, in everything, beyond, even beyond the universe, He's there. And that's why I guess God says, and whichever way you turn your faces, God is there. You know, we turn our faces to the Kaaba, but God says in His same book that says, turn your faces to the Kaaba. In the same book, God says to us, and whichever way you turn your face, God is there. He's there. Everywhere, you're up, down, there. God is everywhere. This requires faith, doesn't it? Because who can explain this? No science, no body of science, no knowledge of science, no branch of science that I know, spiritual science, no other science, can just explain that to me where I have no more need to wonder about it in my rational mind, you see. So this is how we accept God. We accept God. Dahira wa Batin. We accept Him as God that we can understand with our rational mind, and God that is hidden from us, that is beyond the sights of the rational mind, the eyes of the perceptions of the rational mind. The eyes do not reach him. The eyes cannot catch up with him. The eyesight cannot catch up with him. Really means the perceptions. This is all my mental perception. The perceptions can't catch him. Praise be to Allah. So we glorify God with the glorification, Allahu Akbar. And we glorify him with our obedience, our respect, our obedience, and our witness. And that brings me to what I want to say to you today. We are to be witnesses for God. We are to first have our souls accept God and love God in our souls, not just outside of us, but love God in our own souls. God should be your closest companion. God should be your closest friend. We love God within our own souls. We open our souls to him and accept him in our souls, and we witness that he is God. We become Muslims officially or formally by witnessing that he is God. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, a witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except the one God. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and I witness that Muhammad is the messenger, the mortal man, the human being like us, is the messenger of God to the whole world. Mercy to all the world. This is the obligation on us as individuals. Then God says to us, be a people standing as witness for God. Kunu kawamina bil qisti. Be a people standing as witnesses for God upon justice, upon the principle of justice, bil qisti, upon the principle of justice. So the individual in the community, when he accepts God in his heart and soul, then he is fit for the work of family life, he's fit for the work of public life, he's fit for the work of community life. He's fit now to come into the community and make contributions to the community. Because he's accepted God in his heart and soul, he's devoted to his God, he worships nothing but his God, he makes nothing above his God, that's what it means. He makes nothing equal with his God, he makes nothing above his God. And that prepares him now to join his brothers in the community, to live community life and support community life. And if that dies within us, the whole community dies. Hence God says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, highly glorified is he, the life and the death of a person, of a society, is as the life and death of one individual. If that we have in our hearts and soul, that we call faith and devotion to the God, if that leaves the society falls dead. The real death is the absence of God in our hearts and soul. That's the real death. The real death is life of sin, just as it is with Christians. That's the real death. The physical deterioration, the physical losses of our bodies, or the physical losses even of our community establishment, is not the real death. If we keep God in our hearts and soul, we can bring back the community establishment. Just like if we keep God in our hearts and soul, we can bring him back to individual establishment. We can lose our money, we can lose our friends and everything. But if we keep Allah in our hearts and soul, we can bring back our good life again for the individual and for the society. So Allah, however, as he says, you know, the death and resurrection of the whole people is as the death and resurrection of one individual. Allahu Akbar. We praise God, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We praise God who is Lord of all the world. He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. He is the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. In the Quran, the chapter of Rahman tells us of the many things that the human being delights in, the many treasures that exist, both from the land and from the water. Beautiful things, coral of the seas, the pearls, and etc., and all the beautiful things and rich and valuable things that we get from the earth, that God has enriched us externally, but more importantly, He has enriched us internally. The soul that is as God wants it to be will have His water, and in the waters will be the precious things. And in the rational mind, on the material side, will be this many, many precious gifts, precious things to help us have a good, comfortable life. So man has this idea long before Islam, and Islam doesn't address man without addressing what God has caused man to discover, the cost of the nature God gave him. He was able to discover those things. So but in the Quran, you don't call it microcosm and macrocosm, and nevertheless, the Quran is subtly addressing life as microcosm and macrocosm. In my conclusion, we are to be witnesses for God. As individuals, we take Shahada as the beginning of it. We are to be witnesses of God as individuals, but the community itself is to be witnesses for God. God says, "Kunu shuhada lillah," talking to all of us, not individuals. This is appeal to the whole community. Be witnesses for God. If our community is to be a witness for God, then our community is to be as Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad didn't just read scriptures. Muhammad read scriptures, peace be upon him, and then he applied the knowledge, and he sought to build the community life up so that the community life, its stores, its mosques, its schools, its stores, its business, its everything, would be a witness for God, that God has touched this community and that God has caused it to blossom. God has caused it to spring up out of the earth and become an establishment. Thank you very much. Let us be witnesses for God singularly, and let us be witnesses for God collectively, as a group, as a society, as a community. Allahu Akbar, and we now ask that we have Iqam.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح كام فلاح كام فلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر بسم الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب.
Allahu Akbar. Samia Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Bismillah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا جاء النصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فاستنبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله
أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
For more on the ministry of W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman, call 1-708-798-6750 or write Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois 60409. For WDM Publications, call 1-708-862-7733. Or write Post Office Box 1944, Calumet City, Illinois 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.